Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.thegologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow thegologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Hello?
Yeah, I had to take a phone call.
Ah, okay. Yeah, the others left. They had to go.
I know, everyone left within 30 seconds, so I didn't have a chance to finish, but yes, we were talking about the food, and yeah, what they want to do is they want to drive all the farmers off the land and just have corporate farms. That's my guess.
That's your hypothesis.
Yeah, there's nothing astrological or climate wise that's wrecking farms. It's all economic.
Who's going to work on the
Well, they'll invite the farmers back onto their own land as indentured slaves, basically.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe there are several lines of action at the moment. For example, China bought big parts of land in Africa.
Yeah.
Because they want to produce there, because some of the areas, this Dubai guy who is talking about that. Apropos, I have to say, of course, that these guys are supporting and promoting digital currencies, which I do not agree with, so I am suspect of them. But anyway,
yeah,
he's talking about some areas of production in the northeast part of China, which are now drawn in water, because they have too much rain, they cannot produce there anymore, so they have to buy land in Africa. For the next 10 years, is this text.
Well, they're just hedging their bets by developing Africa as their own reservoir, basically. So, yeah, that makes sense. They develop Africa. Instead of by force, they just give them stuff, and then they said, you can use all the infrastructure we create, but we own it.
Of course, and they are the slaves who work afterwards. So, I don't know.
But
in Europe, it's the opposite, though, because the inner cities, you know, are dying out because of this corona lockdowns.
The
stores are closed, the restaurants, there is a regress, or what is the name, about 40% of the income that these stores and restaurants had, these services, in the last year, and it is not going to be better in 21, as they say, because this is the second wave coming, quote unquote.
Yeah.
So people are leaving the cities in order to go to the land, to work on farms and produce whatever they can produce there, which is, of course, difficult.
Right. Well, they're getting away from the cities because they're told that people are toxic, and what's in cities? People.
Yes, that's also, but you know, the cities here are too much expensive. You cannot even pay the rent if you are, let's say, the new generation coming into the working life.
It's the same everywhere.
Same everywhere. In the first world, yeah.
Well, and that's what I was trying to get Vela set to play before he ran away.
He ran away. I have to say that he just wanted to wrap up the show because he had obviously started much earlier. But as you left, he wrapped it up himself. Something like that.
How dare he. Anyway, let me try and find the song and I'll play it. But the point I was trying to make is a whole generation of people, children, young people, they don't like the system for all the things you just said.
Yeah.
And they wanted the system reset. They said control alt delete, which is of course how you're supposed to reset your computer.
Yes, but what exactly, you know, what does it mean, reset the economy and all this stuff? You know, we should talk maybe about it. What does it mean in real life? What does it mean to the normal people?
It means destroy the economy.
Yeah.
Hold on a sec. I have this autoplay problem on my website. The video is playing automatically.
You know, I'm not so tech savvy. I hate those discussions, actually, about technology. So the song is about this topic.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
Let me find this bloody audio. Oh, here it is. Okay. You want to hear an audio?
Of course. Always.
But the point of this audio is the young people are disaffected. They want a reset. And the reset they're going to get might not be any better. Or it might be worse than what they had before.
Mm-hmm.
Let me play it. And we'll get back. Probably did it wrong. I didn't hear Fred Bot come in. Probably because I forgot to do it right. Hold on a sec. Mighty. All these technical things you got to remember.
You need Marcus Allen.
Well,
who is not much better than you, I have to say. He's just a bigger mouth.
Not even close. Come on, Mism.
Pardon?
Is that going to work?
I don't see Fredbot in the...
Yeah, where's Fredbot? I think I'm doing it wrong. I forget the...
the command. Okay, maybe it is...
I forget the damn command.
Fredbot join or something? I didn't use it a lot.
Hold on a sec. Well, there's Red Bolt.
Okay, I don't see him in the channel.
Hold on a sec. Hold on, Mism.
Yeah, of course. You are listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com. Okay, hi guys. Fakeologist is, at the moment, he's trying to communicate with Red Bolt in order to bring him into the channel to play a piece that has to do with the new generation and how they view the system, etc. I don't know, because I haven't listened to that song. But meanwhile, I will entertain you with some news from Europe. The biggest banks of Switzerland, namely the UBS, Union Bank Suisse, Gerrit would be able to talk better about that, and Credit Suisse are going to fusion next year. What does that mean for the banking sector? It means that they are bankrupt already. They have to fusion in order to be able to manipulate their balance sheets in order to not have to go insolvent immediately. You know, this is a very big deal. If these two banks are going to fusion, this does not only affect some 5 to 10,000 jobs that are going to be lost in these banks. It's also going to affect the biggest players in the banking system, which is the Fed, the German bank, the France, which are playing their deficits around, and they are fighting who is going to be bankrupt first. This is one part of this big reset that we are always talking about. But now, Fakeologist has joined again. Hey, I'll give you the word.
Okay, let's see if this works. It says it's here. Is it playing or not? I don't hear anything.
Me neither. You should give him the command again to play something.
There we go. Why did it take so long? Come on, Fredbo, get in the game. I'd pay big money for Fred Bolt. Listen to the lyrics, if you would. If you could grab the lyrics off the YouTube page and put them in the chat,
this is a system reboot. Control or delete. We are taking back the planet from the hands of the elite. We go through the propaganda. We unveil the deceit. We debunk false information. We expose dirty schemes. We attack like anti-virus to eradicate the greed. Never waver from our mission to awaken all our people. We multiply by millions, yelling out what we believe in. Truth, knowledge, liberty, equality, and freedom.
Something is written inside the system that we live in. How we're programmed to believe that our lives only mission. Go to school, get a job, raise some kids, buy a house, fancy cars, shop at mall. Put it all on credit card and promote consumer.
consumerism with their ads on television, telling us what we should buy and how it is we should be living. All the things we should be getting to be a good citizen. It seems the only thing we need to do is pay their dividends. And they say we're maladjusted cause we don't fit in their structure, but their structure's only function is to hold us under. Keep the truth undercover, make you want what is another. When they breed materialism, they pin us against our brothers. The basis of their system is to keep the people locked inside a cycle of addiction, trying to make it to the top of the pyramid constructed by the global elite. It's time we reboot the system, control of the elite.
This is a system reboot, control of the elite. We are taking back the planet from the hands of the elite. We go through the propaganda, we unveil the deceit. We leave our false information, we expose dirty schemes. We attack the cancer virus to eradicate the greed. Never waver from our mission to awaken all our people. We multiply by millions, yelling out what we believe in. Truth, knowledge, liberty, equality, and freedom.
This system is corrupted, shutting it down is our cause. And drawing with the public to pull the plug from the power source. But our fools are stuck to the coward's cause. Caught in a storm of cloudy thoughts, bound to conform and cowards to lousy laws and cowards fall. Spending credit, yet we can't afford to house the poor with astounding amounts found in accounts for war. And if you're on my level, I'm sure you found the flaws or saw the towers fall when the WO was proudly born. But if bowing down is now the norm, then I suggest to question the agendas of all authorities now in force. It's corporations fought for nature like a flower thorns instead of domination and profit. Conquering nations with bombing, sponsoring hate is an honest way to escape from the knowledge that slavery is upon us. But the power's yours. We need you to listen to sleep through the vision as the beat booms. We speak truth to reboot the system.
This is the system reboot, control of the elite. We are taking back the planet from the hands of the elite. We go through the propaganda, we unveil the deceit. We leave on false information, we expose dirty schemes. We attack the cancer virus to eradicate the greed. Never waver from our mission to awaken all our people. We multiply by millions, yelling out what we believe in. Truth, knowledge, liberty, equality, and freedom.
We are trapped inside a system that relies on the division of the masses. So they cast us into classes that we live in. We judge each other based on social statuses we're given. No one cares about character, all that matters is your income. Corporatism is designed to blind a human vision. So consumerism has become the people's new religion. TV programming them so they can't see through the fiction. When you try to speak the truth, they view it as a superstition. Patriarchy dominated us from the beginning of society. It's time that we empower our women. United we're winning, hit them with knowledge that we spinning. I ain't quitting, if I die I'll be a martyr, not a victim. Companies profit by locking people up in prison. Our government is under the elite's supervision. We speak truth, so listen to this deep-rooted wisdom. We will fight for our freedom till we reboot the system.
This is the system reboot, control of the elite. We are taking back the planet from the hands of the elite. We go through the propaganda, we unveil the deceit. We leave on false information, we expose dirty schemes. We attack the cancer virus to eradicate the greed. Never waver from our mission to awaken all our people. We multiply by millions, yelling out what we believe in. Truth, knowledge, liberty, equality, and freedom.
You know what we do. Get big on it. Global faction with this global fiction.
Did you like that?
Hi.
Did you like
it?
Hey, she's back. Did you like that? Hold on, after the break.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
I didn't understand the text because in all this new style of music, they're talking very, very fast. But I understand that this generation is angry and they do not have any solutions. So
yeah.
They are poorly educated because most of them were born after the 1990 or something. They are falling into drugs all the time, and especially this kind of music in Europe is very much into opioids.
Right.
And it's very sad. I'm sorry for the noise. I had to do something in the kitchen. I'm in the kitchen right now.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Are you able to go back to Greece at all and travel, or what's your status?
I couldn't. I lost the house that I had because he wanted double the price that I had agreed with him. This was in January this year, so I was lucky because 2 months later there was a lockdown in Greece and in Switzerland, so at least I didn't fail. But I'm going to go again, maybe in spring next year. I have to try.
You hope.
Out.
You hope.
Yeah. I hope. I'm not sure. At the moment it's changing every day because there are allegedly even more cases in Athens and in Switzerland also. They are, every week they are updating their lists of quarantine areas. So, for example, if you go to France from Switzerland, you have to, when you return, you have to go into self-quarantine for 2 weeks, but you are not paid from your insurance.
Yeah.
You have to pay.
What do you think of this guy, Klaus Schwab? Is he a German?
I think he was the founder of this, this elite meeting in Davos.
He's in charge of the World Economic Forum. I'm just wondering if he's a famous guy. He always has been. I think he's been in charge. I think he's founded the thing. He's behind this great reset. He should be on everyone's radar. Everyone, he should be a household name. Nobody knows who this guy is.
Yes, but you know, it's irrelevant actually, because it's just a figure up on the top, you know, for the presence in the
Yeah,
you know,
okay, it's a figure, but there's a history.
Makes the decisions.
Actually, he does make a lot of decisions. That's a bit of a lie. Of course.
Yeah, okay.
There's a plan. Someone has to make the plan. We're not just flying through the universe randomly. I hope you don't believe that.
I don't believe in the universe, but I think...
Okay, wherever we are, whatever you want to call, where are we?
We are always here.
Yeah, exactly.
We are here.
So, do you think we're randomly flying through the universe or wherever we are, or this is...
No, I
someone
don't
believe
so.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to say. So,
yeah,
there's somebody planning every move, everything... And he's definitely at the top of my list. If you can find somebody better, you can let me know. But he's on the top of the list. He has a plan. He's executing the plan like anyone else would. And people, if they want to know what's happening, read his plan. It's online.
Yes, of course. The strategy of the IMF is always transparent and publicly available. You know, but I don't think that is really the whole... You know, evaluation of the situation we are in, because there
Go
is
ahead.
The IMF. There are several players. You know, there are several interests, and just to put it a little bit blatantly, maybe nobody is able to control such a complex situation. Not even the IMF. You have several.
Yeah, but they can guide it.
They guide it, yes, that's true. They guide it into the new era of digital money, digital control of human entities, you know.
Human behavior.
Yes, behavior, of course.
Forget the implants, the behavior is number one. They've obviously scared the hell out of everybody, and they're behaving exactly as told, for the most part. There's almost no dissent.
Yeah.
Almost no dissent.
I was really shocked, you know, because the other day I was watching a very old movie. I don't remember if it was from the 70s even, by Paul Verhoeven, Total Recall. You know that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
It's about a guy who was on Mars, and he was a rebel there. It was fighting the bad guys that were stealing... The metals, the precious metals from allegedly the Mars, and he came back and his memory was erased, and there were implants of experiences, similar as in Blade Runner, if you remember that one.
Yeah, IPS talks about these films, Blade Runner.
Yeah.
I never watched Blade Runner. I did watch Total Recall.
You know, the program is old. It's not new. The program.
Yeah, they're old. Yeah, it's old programming. Yeah.
Behavior exactly the same way as you control the dogs, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah, I refuse to take part in this reality.
Charade?
Pardon?
Do you have a mask?
I have a mask. I have to wear it when I am in public transportation, and I do it also because there is a fine if I don't. But I leave my nose open. I cover only my mouth.
Okay. No one's bothered you about that. I had one guy, I had to put the mask on to get on this stupid Ferris wheel. And this one young guy was such a soldier. Every time I pulled it over, out off my nose, he said, put it over your nose. Three times. I wanted to just punch him in the head.
No, you know, so this resistance to the mask, you know, this is only symbolic. They managed to make even resistance just nonsense, you know, because if you resist to the mask, what's the meaning of it? They control the whole, you know, parameters of your life.
Yeah, I know.
Your income, at least here, you know, I can only speak of the realities that I have experienced. My income is half the income that I had in reality 20 years before. And I'm working the same job. I have the same percentage of engagement, and I have the same numbers on the papers, even more, the numbers are higher, but my real income, because the cost of living has tripled, is half now. So, you know, my taxes are doubling every year, and you cannot evade this. And if you don't...
So maybe that's why they're going to that's why they're resetting it, because they know whatever money system we're in is not working, and so they just want to, they know people are unhappy, so they just figure they'll offer them something better, break this system, and then what comes in will not be better at all, but
It will be the same, but the money will be digitalized, because this is the only option that is left, so that the system can be quote-unquote saved. Otherwise, it is going to crash, because if you have negative rates at the moment, isn't the Fed at minus 0.75?
That's in Europe. It's not here yet, but it's close.
No, it's there. The Fed is in minus up.
The oh, Fed is it has the Fed? No.
They
well,
have
not where I am.
Rate of minus 0.75.
Not where I am. Is that the American Fed?
Okay.
That's news to me. Ours is still... Our prime rate is about 1.
Yeah, okay. In the Swiss National Bank has also, since 2 years now, minus 0.75. The German, European Central Bank, who controls the currency of the European Union, is also, they are even at minus 1%. I'm not very sure about that. The only possibility to keep this system running with the method that they use since the fiatization of money in 1945 or 1944, I don't remember, with this Bretton Woods agreement, and in 1973 with the big oil crisis and the virtualization of the currencies, the detachment from gold as a reserve. So this is the method that they are using the last 75 years, and they are not going to give up until it crashes. And the only possibility there is to make it even more negative rates. And this can only be done if you have a digital currency. It's very simple logic. So it's going to happen. It's already starting. And the Swiss National Bank is going to produce a digital franc, a digital Swiss franc. It is in the media already, you know. It's decision. It's not just fantasy. It's happening.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something pleasant, please.
Well, that's all we got right now.
Things?
No. No, I don't. The weather's nice.
You don't have any pleasant things in Canada there?
No, not really.
Okay.
The weather is nice. The weather is nice. The weather is nice. That's good.
That's good. Okay. Here too, we didn't have such an aggressive summer as they were telling us, and now we have autumn, and it's raining since 3 or 4 days a night, and it's very good for nature and for my garden also. I had a big thrashing. You know, when you get something from nature, how is it called?
Harvest.
Exactly. I had a good harvest of lavender, or how you say it in English, they're produced, you know, are produced with that small pillows filled with lavender flowers that are dry and that are smelling very well. Put them in your clothes furniture, so all your clothes smell like a French lavender field.
Keep talking.
Yeah, and how about 9/11? Everyone forgot 9/11 already, huh?
Now give me a sec, Nizam.
Okay.
Nizam, I call it the Great Coronavirus Hoax Reset.
What
do you think of that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I agree.
How is your family taking it? What do they understand?
Oh, they're cool. They are cool. They are from the newer generation, of course. My sons and their wives and etc. They are handling it very easy because they are quite well educated in a general sense, you know, not only with school, etc. They are interesting persons and reading and learning, and they are not afraid or something.
What do they think of Conspiracy Granny, though?
Oh, sometimes they say I'm just mad, just a crazy old woman with conspiracy theories. But most of the time they agree with me, you know.
Do they think you're right now?
With the corona stuff?
Yeah.
Yes. Only with 9/11 I cannot get them on board that it was totally...
Fabricated,
the whole story. Because they think, and I'm also not sure about what exactly happened. But anyway, that's another story. Yeah, they are very pragmatic though, you know, if there is going to be an obligatorium or mandatory vaccine against corona, which is proposed in the Swiss parliament last week. They are speaking now of persons older than 65 that have to get this corona vaccine when it comes.
Yeah, they're threatening everyone around the world.
Yes, it's completely crazy. Mandatory vaccines are completely, that's rape, you know, that's really, I'm very fundamentalistic with that. This is my body, I'm not going to allow you to do anything to my body if I don't want to.
Yeah, well, even the test, I call it nasal rape.
Yes, it's really, yes, I saw that's your post most of
you're
the
still
time.
Following the blog, are you?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Thank you.
And most of the audios also, but I didn't have the time to join something. You do
very
too
good.
Much tech talk up.
Too much what?
Too much technology talk.
Well, the end was, yeah, we had Bella said, would you rather talk about alcohol and drunkenness?
I didn't get it. About what?
Would you rather talk about movies than alcohol?
Not about alcohol. About movies, yes, why not? Mostly I would like to talk about 9/11.
Yes, you are a bit of an expert on that.
Not really. I'm starting to understand a little bit more, but it's so big, this whole thing.
What about the coronavirus, folks? Is it bigger?
Not comparable, you know. The 9/11 stuff was a very partial thing with geopolitical aims and militarily easy to look through. This corona thing is really global. It's of course much bigger and
it's massive, isn't it? What a scale!
Yes, it's totalitarian. It's really totalitarian.
Yes. It really is. I can't.
Partial.
And not one shot has been fired.
Not what? One shot of?
Not one shot has been fired from a gun to enact the control. It's miraculous.
Yes.
There's no army in any street.
Yes. It's what the philosophers of the last century were calling the biopolitics.
Biopolitics?
Yes, the expansion of capitalism into every single aspect of biological life. It started with genetics and the Nazis and whatever, and it is now really complete, you know. There is no possibility to evade this system anymore. I was very surprised with what is happening in Australia, actually. It's one of the strongest examples of this totalitarianism.
Well, they're pushing it hard in Victoria, which is a state in Australia, which is closely aligned with China, which means that all those people are beholden to Chinese corporations, which means they're going to do what they're told, because if they want to keep eating, they're going to listen, even though it's another country.
Yes.
But I don't think Victoria is the same as New South Wales, is the same as Queensland. They're all different states. But I'll tell you one thing, Victoria is close enough, so whatever's happening there can easily, I think, transfer over more easily than one might think.
Yes, and I think as soon as it is possible, it is going to happen also, you know. They are expanding this system with experimentation and progress and evaluation, you know, the normal things, the normal modus operandi, and I have no very good image, you know, of what is actually happening, but it is also in the...
Hold on a sec.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Tom Dalpa on psychologist.com.
Tommy B.
Yeah. You there?
Yeah, that's Tommy.
Yeah, some things are still funny. What about Gaia? Did she come back, Ed?
No. I don't think so.
He's writing sometimes on the Fakopedia. I'm reading it through Feedly. I'm very happy about it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he sent me a message. He has something on the go he wanted to talk about, but I must have missed him yesterday because he was trying to communicate with my home profile. My mobile profile is the one I use the most. So he couldn't reach me. But we were going to talk yesterday about, he calls it AB shift, AB shift. I don't know why he said he named it after me, but I don't know what it is. So we're going to talk about it.
AB shift, okay. I don't know. I haven't communicated with him since the last time that he joined. We were talking on the live stream, I think, also, for a short while, and then Gary threw him out because he was writing nasty stuff, and I actually think he should apologize. Gaia should apologize.
Oh, yeah. Did you, he has a podcast, did you listen to that?
No, I don't have time for Gaia for a long time.
Well, you obviously are giving him energy now, for some reason, then.
Yes, you know, I respect everyone, actually, whatever his life is, and I don't agree with everything Gaia says, but he's a good guy, I think, really. He's a confused dopehead, but like Rollo, he's also a confused dopehead.
No, Rollo's a
they
drunk.
Are both elite offsprings, yeah? You should know that.
Rollo's a drunk.
He's a spoiled elite child, you know, there are a lot of them.
Yeah. Is that why we're in the mess we're in?
Like the old anarchists, you know, in the 19th century, Kropotkin and Bakunin and all these guys who became very important philosophers for the anarchist movement were just elite offsprings. They didn't touch their own clothes to wash them once. They were doing nothing in their big houses. They were just philosophizing about how things could be. And it needs a little bit of life experience, you know, to understand.
You're totally right about that, actually. You're totally right. I like that analogy. And actually, I just was reading about that because they're talking about the golfers. You know about the sport of golf in America?
About what?
Golf. I knew you'd ask me that. Golf. G-O-L-F. Golf. Where you hit a white ball around with a stick.
Golf. This elite game.
Well, it can be. But the people at the top are what you just said. They're all elite. They're all spoiled children of elite, because only a child of an elite person could spend their whole life learning a game.
And
that's who they are. And Miles Mathis, he always loves to analyze these people, and they always end up going back to, or he always ends up going back to the Jewish faith. Or the Jewish bloodline. That's his specialty. I think it's misdirection. I think a lot of it is. But he was tracing all these golfers back to that. And,
is that a new paper of his?
Yeah, it just came out yesterday.
I didn't notice that. The last one I read was about the passengers of Flight 93 and their connection to elite families. And I think actually, you know, if there were, let's say, 12 bloodlines or 12 families 8,000 years ago, and they are now dominating the world, you know how many relatives they have? You cannot handle that within a paper.
Well, first
bullshit.
Of all, the chances of all elite people being on one plane going from nowhere to nowhere in America are extremely possibly rare. But what the elite family names do is they lend their name for the phony or simulated passengers, because who on earth can question them? Nobody.
Yes.
Nobody knows them. But they'll lend their names gladly because they can make up stories because they're protected. And they're benefiting from all the crimes that come out of the hoax. But just like, I don't think John Hinckley Jr. John Hinckley Jr., who allegedly was the one that shot President Reagan in March 1981. Allegedly, he was a friend of George Herbert Walker Bush, and the family was having dinner with George Herbert Walker Bush when the son was out trying to kill Reagan. Now, I don't even think the guy exists or existed.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
But the elite will lend their name. There's no problem there because nobody can question it. And even if it does make them sort of look bad, they don't care because they benefit from all the riches that come from the hoax or future hoaxes or future connections to the power structure. They do it all the time. We even have a guy here, a rich guy that allegedly drove his Ferrari into a family and killed every one of them except the mother, who's got a mouth like a broadcaster. And that rich family are billionaires here, developers.
Yeah.
So what are the chances? Now, we can understand that rich people have lots of money and time, and the children have nothing to do except cause trouble. But the chances, but it doesn't make sense either that this story is real either. But it happens on a local, smaller level, and of course, this woman is advocating for stronger drunk driving laws and et cetera, more restrictions. And I think it's a total phony story myself. But the family is happy to lend, even if the guy is a real person, I don't know if he is, but he's not going anywhere to jail. And if he's just acting, then he's getting paid to act, or his family just benefits from future favors and dispensation.
Yeah.
So he's a willing participant in the charade, in the LARP.
There are many aspects of that, and I agree with your view that you have on this. And I think it summarizes somehow as it is not possible through that kind of analysis to hold anyone accountable. That's
right.
My conclusion. And
that's why I disagree
completely with the line of whatever analysis Miles Mathis is doing or several other players in the scene. Because this is misdirection completely.
It is not possible
to hold anyone accountable under these narratives. There is a term for it in narrative analysis, actually. It is called naturalization. If you have a very complex thing that is going on and you want to bring it to the man, as they say, you have to naturalize it. You have to give him names and relatives and hobbies and cars and homes. So you are creating these stories in order to make it understandable from the normal human being. This naturalization is also happening with the controlled opposition narrative that we know from 9/11 and other stories. And it is no different with this one, but it's a dead end. It's a dead end. It's only a waste of time.
Yes, the investigation is a dead end. You won't find any real people anywhere. I agree.
There is another aspect which I learned from Trifilex, and I tried to research it myself, concretely for the the head of one of the enterprises that were allegedly installed in one of the towers on 9/11, which is Hank Greenberg? Greenberg, yeah, exactly.
Always Hank the Greenberg, Greenberg family.
Yes, it's the Greenberg family, which was, of course, also this guy from Chicago, the Goldbach guy, was producing material, naturalizing this story. And I followed one aspect.
Are you talking about Dallas Goldbug from Dallas Goldbug?
Yes, he was
working. He promotes the Greenbergs. Yeah, does he ever promote the Greenbergs, doesn't he?
Yes, and I tried to follow the matrix of interpretation that Xyphilex taught me in my understanding now. He didn't do it actually, but I think it was important. And I tried to find the connection between AIG, that is the company that was owned by Hank Greenberg, and I found that his son became, after 9/11, he became the head of Zurich Insurances, which is the biggest insurer of the world.
Right. Wow.
Who actually, obviously, they profited from 9/11, but I couldn't prove that. I just found the connections. So, of course, it is possible, but if you follow these traces, you will see that these guys have 5 or 10 personalities. They are presenting themselves here as the head of that, and then there as the head of something else. Then maybe they are just lending their names, as you say, in order to produce such narrative.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm trying to say something positive now. When I was young, I understood very fast that it is impossible to change things on that level. And I made a red line for myself, maybe between 13 and 15 years old, which was that I do not go further than that. I do not involve myself in such stuff. I'm not going to take any job that has to do with this, or I'm not going to profit from that or that. I do not want to have any, you know, connection to such things that I think are able to make you an asshole in the end. I tried not to become an asshole in my life, but that's all.
So you didn't want to sell insurance or use cars?
No, I never wanted to have an insurance, firstly, and I do not have one. And I do not want to have more money than I really need, and I have very small needs. I am a minimalist in my life, an absolute minimalist.
The New World Order loves you. Can we put you in a box?
No, the New World Order doesn't know me. I am nobody for the New World Order.
No, but I'm saying they love you because you're not going to be able to drink, smoke, eat red meat. You're going to have to live in a small box. That's the plan.
But I am a bad consumer, and I am no voter, you know. I refuse to exercise my so-called rights in this system. I do not want to consume. I do not want to vote. I do not want to have post from anyone that is not absolutely mandatory, like taxes. I cannot avoid paying taxes.
You'll have to learn to avoid vaccines by getting a notice of liability letter from fake11.com/mask and fill it in for your jurisdiction.
Yeah, for the vaccination, sorry. You mean, or what?
fake11.com/NOL, November, oil.
Yeah, and what's that paper?
The notice of liability that you can serve on all these officials to say, you'll take the vaccine if they guarantee 100% that you won't be injured, otherwise you're liable for any damage. See how far, see what happens.
You know, we don't know what the future is going to bring. At the moment it is not mandatory here, but I'm not going to take it. And I'm going to refuse to travel with airplanes maybe, because it will be mandatory for if you want to travel.
You won't even be able to get over a border.
Yes, or if you want to go over the border, of course, yeah, it's possible. Maybe I will have to fake my death in order to live.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to find a bureaucrat that you can bribe to allow you to move around, just like East Germany.
Once I had the idea that maybe if I declare myself an analphabet, they will leave me alone, you know? Because I cannot read their papers. I'm an analphabet. But I cannot prove I'm an analphabet if I have two academic degrees. So how did you get them, lady?
Yeah. Ignorance is no excuse from the law.
What are you doing there? Are you cleaning?
Yeah, sorry. Is that too loud? I can, if you want to wait, I'll be done in a bit.
It's not too loud. It's just loud. Loud enough.
Let me take 10 minutes.
Okay, cool. Shall I wait?
Yeah, wait 10 minutes. Go have a coffee.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
All right, Mism, how you doing? All right, Mism, how you doing? Check 1, 2.
Hey, up, did you say something?
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, hi, I was just away from my phone, so I was not sure if you came back. Yeah, want to talk about something?
Let's talk about love.
Oh, that's difficult to me. I'm very disappointed from that topic.
I'm joking. I don't want to bore anybody. Yeah, I was joking.
Okay, that's cool. Let's talk about 9/11 for the X time.
Yes, that's true. Well, what can you say, really? You really talk about Corona now. It's all Corona all the time.
I'm so full of Corona. You know, every single medium has at least 20 topics every day about Corona. It's really just crazy, you know. It's not normal anymore. It's sick.
It's absolutely off the charts. It is crazy.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I get all my media filtered through Truth Talkers, because at least I can get a sane angle to it. If I had to listen to the Corona media raw, I'd probably jump off a bridge.
Hello, Todd, but we cannot hear you. You have to...
Todd, oh my God, Todd, you're off the charts. Bad cell, brother. Bad cell. I thought Florida would have some good internet. I think Florida would have some good cell towers.
Do you want me to call back in? Call back in?
It's wherever you are. I think whatever you're connected to. Are you in Wi-Fi or mobile data? Well, he can't hear. That's how bad his connection.
Yes. I hope this helps people to understand how absurd the system is. I'm following, you know, Greece, of course, every day in the media, and they have...
What are you following?
Greece. You know what's going on in Greece.
Yeah, we don't hear us. We don't know anything about Greece.
Apropos you don't hear, did you take notice that there was an attack on Charlie Hebdo again last week? I think it was a similar hoax than in...
What is Bria who? I never heard of it. What is...
Okay, yes, it's European fake terror. It was the Charlie Hebdo attack. Charlie Hebdo is this magazine that was publishing...
Oh, Charlie Hebdo. Oh, my God, your accent threw me for a loop.
Charlie Hebdo. Last week was a new attack.
Oh, yeah? On what?
Yeah. And I was thinking to myself, no, this is not coming through to Canada or America or whatever.
No.
It's just European, you know, area. There
what
was
happened?
An attack with some guys with knives attacked the same facility and injured 4 people, but I didn't follow it afterwards, you know. They arrested already 2 guys. It was obviously a hoax. It was a refreshing of the story so that we don't forget that, that there is this Muslim terror everywhere.
The boogie Muslims.
Can you hear me now?
No. Well, I'm calling from my cell phone, so maybe my I have four bars, so it should be fine, but if it isn't, you know, I can
disconnect, reconnect. How many phone calls and chats do you hear online? All they do is talk about, can you hear me, can you hear me? I think we'd be able to reduce YouTube's total audios by half if we took out all the can you hear me.
Uh-huh. I didn't actually understand what you're trying to say.
I'll say it again.
Yeah.
How many audios do you hear where the first 10 minutes are, can you hear me?
Uh-huh, yeah. That's true, but there are not so many anymore on YouTube because YouTube has become really mainstream. There is nothing to follow there anymore, except Jay Dyer and Jamie and some other guys, you know, from the from the surrounding areas of the left or right mainstream.
Is this any better?
This is better, yeah.
Okay, I rebooted my phone, so... Sorry about that.
Nice. You'll hear it on the replay.
Yeah, I just had I was accosted at Sam's Club by Karen. Want to hear the story?
Did you video it? I hope you whipped out your camera and videoed her back.
It happened so fast, I videoed it right after as I was walking down the aisles. I was just about ready to upload it when you said call into the Discord, so I figured I would
go ahead. There's going to be a mass story every single day now, from now on, for all you guys. But go ahead,
Not good.
Uh-oh, he went for a dump again. God, log in and log back out. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear you better in Switzerland than I can... A guy in Florida.
Is he in Florida? Okay. Yeah. I never met him again. Is he new to a psychologist?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Every Sunday at 8 o'clock, we do the Uncle Odd show. Have you seen it?
What is it called?
Uncle Odd, O-D-D.
Uncle Yes, but I didn't listen to it. Is it the same guy who is doing the Flat Earth stuff?
No, his name is Todd. He's the guy that was just on the call. He's sort of, he's a new fakeologist that I encouraged to do a broadcast.
Okay.
So I will give him the title of Podchild, like you. He's one of your cousins, your brother, actually.
Okay.
Because you're a Podchild too.
I am not a Podchild.
You are. You had your own podcast.
I didn't have a podcast.
Well, you are contributing so much, you may as well have had one here. I call you a Podchild.
Yes, I understand, yes.
You are a Podchild.
I'm a fake child.
Yeah.
Fake child.
Fantastic. It's an honor, I think.
Well,
so congratulations.
There is not much left. There is not much left, you know, that can cause my interest these days. So I'm very glad that psychologists exist.
Thank you. Are you also a donor to fakeologists? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Not at the moment.
No, but you were.
I was, yes. I was. I was a good donor.
Oh, yes. You are a patron. I just want to make sure I had you under a patron, and you are.
Yes, you did. And actually, I didn't like to be a patron because I didn't support you through Patreon.
Patron just means you're a donor. It doesn't mean you're a Patreon. It just means you're a patron. Patreon is just a service. I don't even like it, but it's just easy for people. So, yeah, thank you for past donations. Thank you for supporting
Thank you for being there and for being surrounded by so many people with so different views, fighting each other and discussing still about the topics that are important. And anyway, yeah, it's a good thing.
What do you think of fakotube.com?
I didn't go there yet because I think I'm going to spend too much time there if I go there, so I'm trying to stay small with my consuming fecologist product at the moment, because I have very much, I have too much to do with 9/11 still, you know. I'm still researching there and reading and organizing and watching and making images and analyzing, and it's too much work. Maybe it's not enough for one life.
Wow. Yeah, you're going down all the rabbit trails that the controllers laid out for you.
I managed to have something like a matrix which I can put on things so that I can automatically discern which is important and which not, in order to organize it, you know, something like statistics I'm doing. Trying to find out who are the main players in the narrative concept of the controlled opposition, and to lay out what their input was, what the main points of the narrative plots were, so that it can be visualized as a graphic, so that someone who is going to watch this graphic is going to see automatically that it is all fraudulent, including September Clues.
September Clues is fraudulent?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yes. Yes,
wow.
It's part of the main controlled opposition concept.
Do you think Simon controlled opposition?
I don't know if he's consciously controlled opposition, but I'm not talking about persons, you know, in this analysis that I'm doing. I'm just talking about what was their input, or better, output, and what was the impact of that. How did it impact the evolution of the truth sale, and in which direction did it go? So it's irrelevant if someone is an agent or not. The only thing that is relevant is what did he say or she, and what was the impact of that. So the impact of September Clues was that everything was fake, so it's not possible to analyze anything.
Well, do you think that's right? I think it is.
No, I don't think it's right.
What part was real?
That's another discussion. The first question is, was everything produced pre-recorded or not? And I say no, and the answer is no. And then comes the second question, how much of it was and how much was not? Which part was fraudulent, which was not? This is a second analysis. The first analysis is, was everything fake or not? And it was not everything fake in Manhattan. And the reason is actually very simple. If you read through all the stuff, nobody is able to control a whole part of a metropolis like Manhattan for several months. That's impossible. It's impossible to control all the visual and acoustic and chemical or air or whatever. It's impossible to control this over several months. It's possible to control the first 30 minutes or 2 minutes or 2 days or whatever, but it's not possible to control the whole part of the city for several months.
Yeah,
so
but what
the answer
you don't
is
think
no,
they
not every, pardon?
So they didn't close off the lower half of Manhattan. I don't even know how long it was closed off. The lower
the
part of Manhattan.
The parents were there 2 weeks after.
Right.
The parents
okay.
were there. They saw it
there?
With their own eyes. It was not closed.
Sorry,
it was
what
open.
Was there?
It was not.
What was
pardon?
There? What was
your
there?
Parents.
What was
your parents
no,
were there.
No, they went there. I don't know what day it was, but the area was definitely blocked off. They could
no,
not see
you
anything.
Said it in an audio chat that your parents were there 10 days after 9/11. Or
yeah, but I don't know. I don't know where they were. I don't know where they were.
No, you said it explicitly. They were there on the scene. They watched.
So they
the
went.
Scene.
They okay. So they went up to the. They went up to the hoarding because it was all hoarded off.
To the crime scene, yes, it was cordoned off, of course, but it was not close to the view of the visitors.
Okay.
There are also, very many, many videos produced from unknown people, you know, several days
but
after
what
the
is, what? Okay, so that's real, but what...
That's real, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. They were there, they saw the closed-off construction site.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Yeah. So you still haven't really told me what part of the simulation affects the demolition, the footage. What part of that is real?
Yeah, you know, it's not so easy to answer that.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, I have managed to retrace the production of critical thinking about 9/11. I will call it that because not everything was controlled opposition or paid agents or something. So I call it very abstractly, I call it critical thinking about 9/11. Okay. I have managed to retrace the main and the secondary part of the secondary productions in the first 8 years, since about 2009, from 2001 to 2009. And this is only, I think so, this is my estimation, what I was able to retrace, reproduce, and archive and organize into a data system. Maybe this is about 20% of what was really produced, because the whole world was producing critical thinking about 9/11, you know. We are only talking about the opposition movement, let's say, which happened in the United States mainly.
Right.
And from this data analysis, I think I am able to prove that September Clues was not the product of one person, but it was the product of a whole group that was acting since 2001, February, even before 9/11.
September Clues. Wow.
Well, you know, the whole kind of thinking of September Clues. This includes Rosalie Grable, this includes Nico Haupt, this includes Paula Gloria, this includes Jim Fetzer, Ace Baker, Judy Wood. This includes all this bigger players. Simon Schacht is one of these big players who was already cooperating or acting in order to produce this, let's say, kind of interpretation, which was going to lead to everything was fake from the footage, which is wrong.
So Simon is around in February 2001, before 9/11?
I don't know that. I'm talking about the kind of thought that he produced with September Clues. That was around already in 2001, February. That was the date when the platform, the Web Fairy, was published first. The Web Fairy was the platform that Nico Haupt was publishing, Gerhard Holmgren was publishing, and many others. I don't have the names now in mind, all of them. And the platform was already created in February 2001 as an experienced fakeologist, as you are, because you are the creator of the thought of fakeology. You should see the connection. If a platform is created several months before, it is used.
What platform are you talking about?
Thewebfairy.com.
Oh, I see. Is she publishing there?
Thewebfairy.com was publishing material produced by Gerhard Holmgren, Nico Haupt, Rosalie Grable herself, who was the owner of this platform, and several others of the big players of the TV fakery movement.
Okay.
Yeah.
So because Simon was talking about the same things as the Web Fairy, you put him in the same category?
No, because September Clues, which I do not have analyzed as a film, filmic material, because I don't have the time for everything. Maybe someone else is going to do it. But there are already some of these references in the material that I found. September Clues is not the product of one person. September Clues includes material that was produced by other researchers, which were analyzing the footage of 9/11. For example, there was a guy called Ozzy Bin Oswald. There was another guy called Genghis, 1979 or something. There were very important, Pollen B was another one. I have all these names in my data bank. They don't remember, you know, all these names now. There are maybe about 150 players in the TV catering movement that were working since 2002, January, and all this material was then summarized in September Clues. September Clues is a collective product, and it was also published as such. It was not published by Simon Schacht. It was published by Social Service, but...
But that's the name of his band.
Yes, I've heard that, but I don't see the band.
Will you go visit Simon Schacht to talk to him about this?
Can you repeat? I didn't get it. You are producing some...
Will you go visit Simon Schacht to visit him on this topic?
I don't know if Simon Schacht wants to see me. Actually, I'm not sure Simon Schacht is who he says he is, because I was researching the family material and the educational bio of Simon Hitten. There is no Simon Hitten who was in Geneva in the same school that his brother Mario was. Maybe he went to another school so he can publish his school material. But I don't know if he is really the brother of Mario. Maybe this is just a narrative plot in order to publish him into the scene, you know. Same as, for example, or similar as, for example, Gerhard Holmgren is the brother of David Holmgren, who is a very important person in the movement of natural growth and permaculture, as it is called, which was created in the 80s or 70s even. And I don't know if these guys really existed and or if they were only figures, as for example Carl Schwab is, or Christine Lagarde, or whatever, you know. Maybe they are just figures, characters. Of course, a character who talks is a character who can talk, of course. But it's not the problem. The problem is, what did they produce? And there is an important break in the narrative evolution of the controlled opposition. It was in 2008, 2009, when also the Vixen Report was published. The Vixen Report was published in 2010, but allegedly Hoi Polloi met Simon Schacht and produced with him together the Vixen Report in 2009 for about 6 months. I don't know exactly if these dates are correctly. Never mind, but the break in the narrative of the controlled opposition was that the whole movement around which part of the visual material of 9/11 was fraudulent, was in the end, it was decided by September Clues, which was able to gain the terrain and to be victorious over all the other researchers that were actually producing all the time since 2002. I'm going to repeat it. September Clues booted out all the researchers that were working to analyze which parts were fraudulent and which not. That was in 2008, and after that there was nothing, there was no opposition anymore. It was only fictitious and symbolic with some Toronto meetings and hearings and books and whatever.
Well, Simon summarized it the best. But you live close enough to Simon, you should go meet him.
He can come to meet me if he wants.
All right. I'll arrange that.
I have no possibility to travel now. Anyway, I'm not saying that I am 100% sure about the fakery aspect of the visual material. But I'm saying I'm absolutely sure that it is impossible to control all the visual imagery of such a town, such a city, such a part of a city, and such a big event.
I'm not sure I agree with you on that. Because you can have your own video, you can have your own pictures, but who are you going to show? how are they going to get that to the psychologist?
Well, I think, you know, the most of this material is already out there, but nobody is interested in it because everyone is saying this is fake. Because if everything is fake, yes, if everything is fake up, you cannot prove anything. And to just put one question, which is a little bit like a nail in this whole story, it is the question about how were the buildings demolished. Everyone around September Clues, including yourself and Kay and Hoi Polloi and Farsvalu and Kickstones and all the guys in Clues Info, etc., are saying that the demolition of the buildings was a conventional demolition.
Which
was done by something like CBI or something.
Yeah.
But answer me one question.
Yeah.
Can you give me a second example in history of controlled demolitions where a building of 440 feet or meters, I'm not sure anymore.
Meters, 1,100 feet.
Meters, yes, 1,100 feet, was demolished and didn't leave any remains.
Well, how do you know how much remains there were? There's no evidence.
Ask your father. He was there. He told you.
Yeah, no. First of all, he wasn't there the day after. And don't forget, the official story is, and this might have been partially true, that they removed everything within a few days.
No, that's there not was, possible.
Yes.
Because the real
it is possible. It is possible. They said there was a...
No.
That's the official story. They removed everything. Yeah. They had dump trucks lined up. I'm just telling you what their explanation is. I don't.
No.
I'll have to ask my parents if they could tell me what they thought.
Look. If you demolish a building that is 440 meters, the percentage of hate that is going to be left from this 440 meters is actually very simple to calculate. You do the calculation, and if you get 200 meters, you know what that means? That means that your father should have seen these 200 meters, because 200 meters is very high. You can see it from everywhere in Manhattan, if you look
to
the point.
Well, you can't. Now, that's not true, because if you're in a downtown situation, and I've been in downtown Toronto, I can't even see a 70-story building if I'm in the wrong location. So, because of the other 70-story or 60-story towers all around, so... When you're in a canyon full of concrete towers, you can't see very much.
Manhattan is flat. It's not a canyon.
No. What I'm saying is, when you're in between buildings, it's like we call it a concrete canyon. You're on the floor, and everything else is hundreds of meters up.
That's true. But if you have a vantage point from anywhere, which views to the crime scene in Manhattan. So you have a vantage point. There are about 87 vantage pointers. They have been published by, what was the name of this guy from the mass media?
Camera Planet?
No, not Camera Planet. I don't remember the name now. He was debating with Ace Baker and with another guy from the No Planes movement about the vantage points.
Jesse Waugh?
For the flights, yeah, and he produced 87 vantage points only for North Tower impact. So,
yeah.
What I'm saying is there are hundreds...
There was no impact, by the way. You're saying like...
Of course there was no impact. Of course there was no impact of planes. We don't know if there was any other impact, because we disagree that the footage was completely fake. And maybe the footage of the North Tower impact was not all fake, but as, for example...
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, I know that you think that. But
there
is another guy who is analyzing the imagery of the North Tower hole, who actually has produced a very interesting hypothesis that missiles were used, which was also the first approach of Simon Trak before he changed his mind.
That's
anyway, what I wanted to say is 200 meters is very high, you know. It's not
okay.
200 meters.
Did you watch the... I agree. There hasn't been any big towers like that that I know of that have been felt. Do you watch the videos that I post from YouTube of CDI's controlled demolition?
I have seen several of those, yeah.
There's a lot of those buildings that there's nothing. There's not... You just said 50% of is remaining. Now, I thought the conventional wisdom was 30, but I've seen many of the buildings that they've
destroyed. No, it's not 50%. It's about... 30. I don't remember exactly, but it's about 112 or 115 meters should have been there.
Right, right. And maybe it was there at the beginning, but who saw it? Nobody. Especially if they started carting it away. And if the building was empty to a greater extent than we're told, then there'd be a lot less debris,
which they could have been doing. No,
absolutely.
No, you know, because, look,
absolutely.
The buildings were gone. And if you watch only the cart, I've never been to Manhattan, but there are several streets around where you have a direct view, vantage point, to the ground zero.
Well, nobody would have had it for months after that.
It was full of people. It was cordoned off, and it was full of people. There are hundreds of videos in the public sphere that were produced 1 day after, 2 days after, 3 days after.
Can't verify those either.
You say actually it is possible to control the whole imagery for several weeks and months. And I say,
no, it's
not possible. It's possible to control some minutes of the live broadcast. That's really possible. It's even possible that you create miniatures and you prefabricate parts of the movie, but you cannot control Manhattan for several months. It was not closed.
We can't even sort out which videos today are real, coming from anywhere regarding, especially in Australia. I don't know which videos are agitprop and which ones are real. I don't know which ones they're acting in and which ones are real.
Course,
I can't tell.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, of course.
So any real videos are not going to be promoted by the medium. Since the media is the message, they're only going to promote the controlled imagery that we want, and that's what's going to stick in our minds. If you showed me a real video, I would have to compare it to the simulated video that's being
psychic-driven
into my mind.
You cannot, but the people on the ground can.
Okay, that's fine. I agree.
How many inhabitants has Manhattan up?
Give me 1 second. I got to make a quick call. One moment. I'm not
Okey-doke.
Buzzing you off. Hold
Okey-doke.
On.
Okey-doke.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
So, hi, this is Adam Miller from independentoccupier.wordpress.com. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Pop, are you back?
Back.
Ah, okay, cool.
You there?
I'm here, yeah. Can you hear me?
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Is something wrong with my voice? Is it better now?
No, it's my end. I've been asking Discord for a year to fix their Bluetooth problem. They won't fix it, though.
Oh, I hate Bluetooth. You know that. I get a headache from your tooth, from Bluetooth.
Yeah, probably.
No, you know, it's just, you know, the whole real question is how were the towers demolished? Or better, how was the World Trade Center demolished? And
well,
the
I
line
was taken... CDI,
the line
CDI.
Let me finish it. Line of thought of the TV fakery movement, which started with Nico Haupt and Rosalie Grebel and ended with September Clues. This line of thought says it was a conventional demolition made by some stuff, whatever.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
This is contradictory to the fact that after the demolition there were no towers. There was no material. It was less.
Okay. I'm just telling you, there's no way to tell how much was left. No way to tell. They controlled that narrative. They controlled all the narratives around it. And even if I took a real picture of the scene, if that doesn't, it doesn't matter if I have a real picture, because I can't prove it's real. Even if I took it myself, I would not be able to prove to you that it's real. There's no way. Especially
no,
if
but you know,
are...
You know how much is 100 meters, no?
Yeah, I know
meters.
That, but we're not talking about a conventional... Long. We're not talking about a conventional building. We're talking about a prop. You know, a prop on a movie set?
Okay. So you are of the opinion it was emptied and gutted as...
Yes, I am sure it was gutted. And, you know, they could have... It could have been built half gutted. Say it was built...
That's a possibility. I have to say that it's a good possibility. This is also what this other guy is saying.
Yeah, the official story on the gutting was, let's say it was half built, so there were half of the floors put in there intact, and then they had the 1993 bombing, where you know what happened there, and everyone had to get out. Everyone had to get out. I don't even know if anyone got back in. Over the
I agree with that.
So they could have spent 8 years disassembling everything else except the top floor, the windows on the world.
Yeah.
They could have been, you know how 8 years is a long time in the construction business. And they could have called it retrofitting. You don't know which way the material, if it's coming in or going out. Most people are not studying the dump truck. The vehicles that could go in, they could disassemble it over 8 years, and it could have been literally a frame.
Yes.
Literally a frame.
So the core columns were not there, that's what you're saying.
I don't know. Whatever they could have taken out?
No, stop. Question. If the core columns were there, they should have been left after the demolition. So if it was gutted... Yeah, no, because that's the point, you know. If the core columns were demolished prior, or were taken out prior to the demolition, that's the reason why they're not left. But there were no core columns after the demolition.
Okay, well, of course,
That's
they
a big problem, you know, because there is a different hypothesis. There is a different hypothesis which goes completely contradictory to Simon Schrack and all the September Clues movement from 2002 onwards, which was around that there is no nuclear power, there is no nuclear device, there is no thermonuclear explosion.
That's right.
Nothing.
That's
everything
my,
that is nuclear.
I don't think that's Simon's. That's mine.
No, that's not only you. That's the complete. Yes, you included, of course. But what I'm trying to say is, there is no nuclear power movement started at the same moment where the opposition or the critical thought about 9/11 was at the point to decide if this building was demolished with non-conventional weaponry, military weaponry.
No, it wasn't. No,
these are the two big hypotheses.
Nah, those are all just misdirections. The simplest explanation always goes for me. I watched those controlled demolitions on CDI, and they are... Every time I watch one where it's a big building, and they don't take that many buildings down. And there's a lot of dead buildings still standing in Detroit, which is bizarre to me. They just leave them empty. They're just sitting there. But they are works of art, and I've said this so many times. When I see them destroyed into not even 30%, and they must be gutted, because they are, it's 10%. Go watch, go spend all day watching the demolitions of CDI. It's a work of art. They don't make any mistakes. At least they don't show the mistakes. I love it if they made mistakes, by the way, and they showed them. They don't make any mistakes on the ones they show. They're just absolutely beautiful. And they all fall into their footprint, and they're all, a lot of them are right downtown, wherever they are, and the other buildings are not affected. It's
but
amazing.
They are only, you know, 20, 30, 40 stores.
Stories. So what?
They are not 110 stories high.
Yeah, I know they're not. I know they're not.
You don't have any precedent.
That's right. And that's part of the illusion. You can't compare. You can also not compare You've never seen or heard of a plane flying into a building and knocking it down. You have no point of reference because we've never heard of that before. We've heard stories. We've seen small planes. They'll drive into the side of a building and just break a window. Yeah. They're true. They won't knock the building down or light it on fire. Yeah. So we don't have a point of reference. That's part of the beauty of the lie, because there's nothing to compare it to.
Yes, but we have another thing. We have something else also. We have we have knowledge about the fact that controlled opposition works productive. They are not restrictive or something else. They are productive. Everything that is true about 9/11 was produced by the controlled opposition, and everything that is not true was also produced by the controlled opposition.
Listen, it was a complete show.
It was a complete show, and it still is a complete show. But let me finish it. Let me finish this thought. Yeah, let me finish this thought. So in order to come back and not to be unjust about September Clues, September Clues was right about several points. The big point was that the cooperation of the big media was given, that many of the witnesses were just staged interviews, etc. Many of the aspects of September Clues were right, but September Clues was wrong about the fact that it was all fake. For example, the analysis...
You still haven't told me one thing that was real.
I cannot, because I was not there, but ask your father, how high was what you saw there, the remains, after 10 days?
You're not
going to tell me that they took away all these columns within 10 days? That's crazy. You need Sinai in order to take that away.
That's the official story. That it took
official
a few days.
Bullshit.
They worked 24
to China?
Well, they took... didn't go to China, went to Fresh Kill.
That they shipped the four volumes to China.
But immediately they took it to Fresh Kills landfill, which was, I don't know, across the water. It wasn't very far.
Yeah.
They just put it there to isolate it because they said, oh, it's a crime scene, we got to reassemble it, all this blah, blah, blah. Whatever the story, it's all nonsense. But they have a cover story for everything. Listen, it was the greatest magic trick ever.
September Clues has verifiably been wrong about the analysis of the imagery, or a part of the imagery.
That's fine. He can make mistakes. If you believe it's one guy that did September Clues.
Hey, up, you don't let me finish my sentence. September Clues was verifiably wrong about the rubble. There was a big discussion, which Fars Value participated also in, where the owner of the image analysis software, which is called Catch Eye or Rich Eye, or I don't know what the name was, it is all traceable. It is all our.
We got to get you and Simon on a show. You guys are very well researched.
I would like to, because I'm not preoccupied. I'm not saying I know what happened. I just say it has to be.
Marcus of EscapeNewNormal.com, one thing he's right about, we can't say what did happen, we can only say what they show us didn't happen. That's all we can say.
I think I would talk to Marcus Allen again if he first explains to us why he did a phone call to Paola Gloria on 1st of September 2008. And arranged to produce a show with her, presenting September Clues to Manhattan's news network owned by Cable Warner.
You know what? Okay. We got to get you and Marcus on a broadcast, too. I'm going to ask him. Marcus is...
But only about 9/11, not about anything else.
Well, he won't ask about your personal life, I doubt.
He has to do some explaining.
Marcus will always explain. He'll never... He won't always explain satisfactorily, but he'll always explain. So we definitely have to get him on. He comes on October 9th, but he said he's doing a daily show. It so far has been a weekly show. You can get him. You seem like you've really done extensive research, which is fantastic. more than anyone else in recent years. So we got to get you and
but
Simon.
I don't have a product. I do not pledge for some of the theories or for one of the theories. I'm not producing an opinion about 9/11 and what happened.
You sound like Judy Wood. What did Judy Wood say? I know, but what did she say?
Judy Wood says there are some beam weapons, whatever.
She said just check the evidence. That's all she kept saying over. She said, I don't have a theory, just check the evidence.
No, that's bullshit what she says. She's an obvious fraudulent scientist, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is, if she is misdirecting into some space beam weapons, what else is around? Why is everyone in the opposition movement talking about there are no nuclear devices?
I don't know who you're talking about. Who talks about that?
Yourself, for example, you say there are no nuclear devices. You don't believe there are nuclear devices?
I don't believe in nuclear science. You can go right back to Madame Curie. I think that's all fraudulent, all of it.
Nuclear power is fraudulent?
Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. None whatsoever. That's actually what got me going. Yeah,
but
nuclear power is definitely fraudulent.
In the 50s, thermonuclear devices were used in landscaping. Part of the Panama Channel.
The canal, That's what they say. I didn't know that, but that doesn't change my mind.
It was actually, the Panama Canal was created in 1870-something. It was too old, you know. But in the 50s and 60s, they were experimenting with landscaping, with thermonuclear devices, because it was very much easier with a big crash to produce a hole in the earth.
I don't believe in magic rock.
You don't believe that, yeah.
No.
But belief is not a theory.
No, you have to prove that they're there. I don't have to prove they don't. You can't prove a negative. So I think it's definitely magic. It's a hoax.
Maybe you are right. I don't know.
I'm positive I'm right.
So you are saying, let me come back to 9/11 to ask you this. So if you are saying that CDI or some similar enterprise was in the military, part of the demolition of the World Trade Center, there was no military involved. Is that what you're saying?
Was it a military operation or was it a media operation? No, it was the military and the media. They worked together. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the military, the media, for sure. Well, the military,
if
there really was an attack, they just said they were busy flying planes on drills. Now, that doesn't make any sense. So obviously there had to be a level of cooperation in that sense, at least at the media spokesman sense, saying, hey, we're busy flying drills. We can't protect the country when everyone in the military was doing a drill. We're supposed to believe that, so there is a cooperation at least on that level. Now, the military are some of the best, obviously, in the world at demolition, because all war is strategic relocation and demolition, so they're obviously great at blowing stuff up.
Yeah. Another question, Mark, which I think is important. If the whole imagery was fraudulent, was it so difficult to produce imagery that convinces us that that was a controlled demolition of conventional style, like Building 7? It was not difficult. Why didn't they do it? Why do we have images with holes in the earth, which go down to the rock of Manhattan, which is 100 meters beneath the surface? Why do we have that? They could have avoided it by staging everything. Why didn't they stage a conventional demolition? What is the reason for that?
Well, because they didn't want you to think it was a controlled demolition, because they wanted you to think the planes from Arabs, from people that hate us, flew them in, and they had to make it Hollywood enough, so it's, A, you don't have a point of reference, and B, they definitely wanted to use it as a pretext to restructure the Middle East in their image. For sure.
Yes, but that,
what you are explaining now is irrelevant for the imagery. We don't talk.
Yeah.
We don't talk about planes. We just talk about what was left of the buildings. If you see the remains of Building 7, it is exactly as much high as it should be after a conventional CDI demolition. But if
right.
you view the images of the towers, then you
yeah.
don't see the remains.
Well,
so
well,
was
they
it a
didn't.
Different type of demolition?
No.
Or didn't it work?
No.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I would say it's just a different storyline. And the World Trade Center 7 was the weakest storyline of all. They had lots of confusion, timeline problems around it. Well, it's just to get it's to keep you spinning.
Yes, to keep you spinning. If you focus on Building 7 together with the architects and engineers, then you can for 20 years make conferences and talk
yeah.
with people about Building 7, and nobody cares about the towers or the rest of
right.
the World
right.
Trade Center. But my
yeah.
question is not answered up. Why
yeah.
didn't they produce some other kind of imagery? Why this, explicitly this, which shows us that there were no remains? If,
I
for example, if it is true that the buildings were gutted, then they had, of course, to produce imagery that shows us that there are the core columns, because if you don't see the core columns, you are going to ask, why are they not
yeah.
here?
Well,
so why didn't they produce this imagery? Because it was
I
not
don't
possible.
Know. I don't know. To keep it spinning again, so you don't have any point of reference. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, it really is just to keep you confused, because if you can't convince, confused. So it's definitely
but
to
you
keep
know
you
the
confused.
Other, but have you ever read about the other theories that are around this point?
No,
for example,
no.
Nico Haupt. For
no.
example, Nico Haupt, whom I joined on Facebook and asked to talk with him, but he is not able to talk about 9/11 at the moment. He said,
"Why not?"
I gave him.
That got his son.
He has closed the topic. I said, "If you ever change your mind, here is my telephone number in Switzerland. Call
well,
me."
Well, guess what? That
Look,
makes him
what?
Very. That makes him controlled opposition as well. If he can't.
I don't know.
What the hell? Why can't you talk about it? I'm talking about it. I'm saying lots of I don't know because I didn't write the script, but I know it's a script, and I know all these psyops would be nothing without the media promoting them as a big story. Just like if you walk out your door now and look around, no one's dropping dead. The only way you know something is happening in the world is all these zombies are walking around with a mask. They didn't have a mask, you wouldn't have a clue what's going on. So that is proof that the media can spin a story and maintain a story, and they can maintain a story with just a few props. A few props.
Yeah.
And really keep you talking forever. There's only a few things anyone in coronavirus folks should be talking about. The germ versus terrain theory, is it valid? Does the germ theory really make sense in light of what we're going through and
yeah.
what we've gone through? And the second thing is, why are they destroying the economy for their own official story that's nothing worse than the cold? So those two things, if they just thought about that and spent all their time worrying about that, they'd realize that this is simply a great coronavirus reset. They're simply destroying the economy in the name of a hope to rebuild it worldwide in a technocratic fashion. And they want to get rid of countries,
mm.
governments,
mm.
constitutions, and replace them.
I don't agree actually with that theory, because I don't think this is a change into the technocratic whatever governance, because the technocratic governance actually started in 1872?
Yeah, but really, not in a centralized way.
Reason. But if you don't analyze the stuff correctly, you cannot come to good conclusions.
I agree, but I don't mind.
That's why I insist to discuss about 9/11. And for me, it is a bad sign that all these guys that are so prominent in the 9/11 critical thinking, as I call it,
do not discuss about stuff. They do not answer questions. They always talk about something else. If you ask them something, they say, something else.
I want to know
why Marcus Allen, how Marcus Allen knew about Paula Gloria, why he joined the show, why he presented September Blues, why he produced some stuff and later took it off the channels, which was exactly similar to what was included in September Blues as the analysis of the North Tower impact. These are all questions that I have listed in my book.
Okay, we're
going
to get him on. We are going to get him on and discuss this.
Concerning Simon Schatz, so that he knows some of my questions, I would like to know, he says in an interview in 2013 with Marcus Allen and in another interview which he gave with John French, if I remember correctly, I'm not sure about that, but in the second interview, he says that from the beginning he knew it was not realistic what he saw, but it took him 5 years to start researching, and then he researched for 1 year and produced this video in 1 year, all alone? That's bullshit. I want to know what exactly happened, with whom he cooperated, which material he used, and why does he not refer to his sources? Some of his material is from Ozzy Bin Oswald, from Paul and B, from, I don't know the names now. I can give you some names, though, because I have here.
I tell you, you are very well researched. Very well. You've done a great job.
In what is really happening. Then a second big question is, when Simon Schatz, this other guy, let me remember, Killtown. There is a big player in the scene named Killtown who started also on webfairy.com.
Yeah, Jeff Wood, I think. Jeff Wood?
Yes.
Or Jeff somebody?
Whom I know who he is. In my understanding, Dylan Avery. Killtown is Dylan Avery. It's the same voice. I'm 100% sure. I have a video where he's talking.
Yeah, you've been really mistaken about voices before, though. You've been way
off
before.
Yes, I have been way off, but not so way off. And you know that better than everyone else.
Did you think I was somebody else? Was it me or was it Chris Kendall? Oh, yeah, Chris Kendall.
No, it was you. It was you who called into Brian Stavely app.
Sorry, it was what?
I have talked with you so long, so much. We have done shows together. I recognize your voice. And,
so who am I?
It was you who called into Brian Stavely. I don't remember what you said. It doesn't matter anymore.
Okay.
I don't think that you are an agent for that. I talked to
Brian Stavely before many times. You still talk to him. I just talked to him last week.
You didn't say your real name then.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I know that. That's definitely
look
okay.
At,
yeah, that wasn't
look
even
now,
close.
When, another yeah, question for Simon Schatz. When Killtown closed down... platform 911movement.org.
You got quiet there. Speak up, my lady.
Can you hear me?
Now I can. You were talking through your mask.
Okay.
I told you, don't wear a mask on these calls.
I'm not wearing a mask, Ab.
Oh,
Ab, I love
yeah.
you, but you have to listen to me a little more, huh? Look, when Killtown, which is Dylan Avery, when he closed down the movement, 911movement.org, platform, which was the platform which was researching the TV fakery stuff. There was Marcus Allen, there was Ace Baker, there was the web fairy Rosalie Grable, there was Simon Schatz, there was Hoi Polloi, all were on this platform. Only parts of this platform have been saved on archive.org, and I have PDF'd them because even archive is throwing them out for some unknown reason. But when this platform was shut down by Killtown under suspicious circumstances, allegedly there was a blackmailing to the owner, which was Slick, which sounds a lot to me like Schatz. Then Simon Schatz opened the
reality
what was the name of his first platform?
Was it something 911?
No, Truth Schatz or Schatz Truth?
I thought it was Reality Blogger. No.
No.
Okay, I don't know. Something, it had 911 in it, didn't it?
This is what amazes me the most, Ab, that you don't know anything about all this stuff that I'm talking about, but you are quite sure about what happened on 9/11. So
I know.
It's a bit contradictory.
Not really. I can draw inferences from the best research. I don't need all the history.
Reality Shack. Reality Shack was the name.
That's what I said, Reality
Shack. Yeah, that's true. So you were right. Reality Shack starts on 2009, October 18th.
Okay.
At the same date, Simon Shack creates cluesforum.info. So these two were created on the same date. This is bullshit. What's happening there? He has to explain to us, and Dylan Avery has to explain to us why he closed down 9/11 movement.org, and Simon Shack has to explain to us also his connection to this other guy, this big musician. What is the name of him? And one person called Kavara, a media woman who produced the T-shirts which have the logo TV Fakery, which were also a T-shirt which was worn by Hoi Polloi when Cahem visited him.
Wow.
In Italy in 2015.
You are impressive, lady. I think you might be the leading 9/11 researcher right now. Wow.
I'm not
going
to compliment up. The images, just to explain this, Cahem published the full imagery of her visit to Italy on this forum about images. You can find it.
Okay.
Put Cahem Italy into Google and you will find it. It's not difficult to find. She did it on purpose so that people can see that she was there together with Vidir. And Hoi Polloi is wearing a TV Fakery T-shirt. This TV Fakery T-shirt was produced by a woman called Kavara or something. I have to find her.
Wow.
In 2004 or 5 or something. Together with Cucurullo, which is this big musician who was funding.
We gotta get you on with Marcus, because Marcus knows all these old characters. I really don't.
Marcus is one of these guys, and he has to answer questions. Otherwise, I don't talk to him.
He'll answer the. This is going to be a great show. I think we should charge for this show. This will be
you
great.
You can charge anything you want. I don't care.
We go on the donation value for value. If you want to put your
PayPal. Was also there. Andrew Johnson was also on the 9/11 movement org.
Hey, I'm gonna apologize to you now.
Why?
I apologize that I didn't get you on to talk about this sooner. You have done some great research.
And you didn't know that I was serious about this.
No, I knew you were.
Spending my time.
No, no, not at all. No, I'm not gonna.
You called me Nucky. Do you remember that? You called me Nucky.
Nasty?
You should apologize for that at least. I'm not Nucky. I'm just serious.
Wait, hold on. What did I call you?
You called me Nutty. Nutty. N-U-T-E-Y.
Oh, Nutty.
Nutty. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Nutty.
I never called you a Nutty.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I'm sorry if I called you a nut.
No problem. It's okay. I forget it.
if you were a nut, you would be what kind of nut? If you were one nut.
Hazels. We have hazels in the garden.
Hazelnuts?
Yeah.
All right.
We have hazelnuts. But let me ask you something up. If you are so sure about your opinions about 9/11.
I am.
What is the meaning of discussing about it? I'm saying I know all this now and I'm researching it.
Wow.
But I'm not sure about anything. So I can't.
You know
discuss.
What? I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because it's the biggest psyop of our time. Now, most people have no idea what a psyop is. So instead of me worrying about the nuts and bolts of 9/11, like you have, and you've been great, really, really great. You're really great at it. But I like the idea that the entire world can be fooled and get away with it 20 years later. So that told me and tells me today that it can happen again and again and again. That's why I find it fascinating. Because we can argue till we're blue in the face about who, what, how, where, why they did this, that. I don't know. I don't even watch movies closely because I just get the general idea of a movie. And then if you ask me questions about it, I say, I don't remember. I just like the overall feeling and effect of the movie. Same with 9/11. I love the effect that they can fool the entire world, and the entire world, even if you tell them, won't believe you. So So forget all these details that you're so good at. Everyone is fooled. So that's why when coronavirus hoax comes to town, I figure we're doomed. Because no one is going to believe the doubters. Because they have proven time after time after time that they can be fooled and en masse. And dumb, smart, young, old, black, white, Greek, Italian, they're all the same. Everyone is fooled. But tells me there's just some basic human psychology. It's a defect in our computers. Humans are built defective. They're all defective. There's a couple of us that get through, and we have a few extra wires connected, but the rest are just defective, and there's nothing we can do about it.
No, that's the problem. That's
there's
the point
no repair kit.
I disagree with you that there is nothing that we can do about it, and I would like to explain it. I think that is the difference also between me and you concerning 9/11, but also other things, which was sometimes also very critical about you and others here on Fakeologists. I think that the least we can do is debate, discuss, whatever you call it in English, and try to find a consensus between the people who are critical about this false reality that is created all the time for us. And the point that I disagree with you and others is that in my eyes, you are not doing this. You are not trying to find others and discuss with them so that you can find what is possible. You cannot find maybe 100% of which parts were fake on 9/11 and which were not, but you can try to find it. This consensus, which is the consensus of speaking, of human speech, of language, of understanding, is for me very important, and that's the reason why I'm continuing, sir. And
guilty as charged. What's my sentence? That means I accept that I'm guilty of what you said.
No, you're not
guilty.
I'm not Jesus. I'm not religious, at least.
I'm guilty as charged. That just means I agree. I could have done more, but if you could have.
No, it's not about more. It's not about more. It's about the suspicions that this position arises or allows someone to have against your platform. That if you keep this platform for so many years pledging for one and only aspect of the 9/11 event, this makes you suspicious because this is not proven. It is not consensus, and you do not try to find a different consensus. That's the only point that I criticize. That it makes you suspicious without maybe you knowing it also.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
but never mind, I mean, that's the world we live in.
I know.
Shall we do this? The discussion with Marcus Allen and Simon Chuck?
Oh, definitely. I don't know if we get them on the same call. They don't like each other.
That's your job.
I can get you and me and one of them on, I'm pretty sure.
You can get me anytime you want. And if you get Marcus and Simon, please explain to them that I want answers. I'm not
okay, and make sure you join Telegram. You know Telegram?
Yes, I know it. Some German resistance has it, but I don't like it.
Oh, because it'd be a good way we could talk on there, but we have a Fakeologist, the resistance group on there as well.
No, I have a technology stop at the moment. I don't do new programs or new apps, nothing.
It's
too complicated.
What's the best if you are not on Discord and I ping you, will you get an email? Because I don't get them anymore. That's probably because I'm always on.
I will get a notification.
Hold on.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
In my dream, I have a plan.
So if I ping you,
If I, you're also on Skype. Do you log into Skype at all or
no? No, I don't have Skype anymore. I deleted this app.
Oh, okay,
but
you're off Skype.
If you call me, if you call me on Discord, I hear it. It does ring as if it's
my telephone. So your Discord is always on. Okay, that's
good. It's always on. Even if I'm not shown as on, it's always on because it's on my phone.
Oh, okay.
I have nothing with you or anybody else. Yeah.
No, okay, because because my Discord's not always on my phone running. I don't know if it would ring. I don't know if it would ring if you call me, because I don't leave it open. I think if it's not open, then it's not on. It's on my phone, but it's not running.
Now we are in the tech discussion again. Do that with Marcus.
No, the reason why I asked if you're on Telegram, because Telegram is always there, even if I don't have it open. It's always there. So if you sent me a Telegram, I'd get it. That's why I asked. So if you're not on Discord, then I think you'll get an email that I mentioned you.
I get every notification or message, or if you call me, I hear it, so I'm always available.
Because I have, the reason I'm asking is all these people, like Simon, I think he uses Discord, but Marcus won't use Discord, and you know everyone has their
idiosyncrasies. Oh, Discord. If he doesn't,
no, he
use
won't.
It,
he told
phone.
Me he won't use it.
Okay.
Are you saying he's on Discord using another name?
No, he's on the name under the name Marcus Allen on Discord. I see his
name.
Yeah,
but he says he won't use it. He told me he would only use Skype, so then I had to get Skype back.
But it would be possible.
Oh, I can link Skype up with Discord. I can do that. I have the technology.
Look, if Marcus or Simon or both or whatever or whoever would like to talk about 9/11, really, I will not hesitate to install Skype again. But until then, I will not do it. Because
I
have
too
many.
Four of us. We are the most, I think between you, me, Marcus, and Simon, we are probably some of the most 9/11, we are the most 9/11 relevant / intellectuals in the world on 9/11. I
don't know.
I
have no idea. There are many people researching 9/11.
Not to speak the truth like you and me and Simon and Marcus.
Okay.
And the funny thing is we all disagree. But we have enough in common that I still think we're the leaders. I challenge anyone to debate that.
Yeah. This is now a little bit, I'm sorry to say, paternalistic thought. Look, I don't care about leaders. For me, it's important. Want to find a consensus? You say we are looking for the truth. I'm not actually looking for the truth. I would like to understand how these opposition narratives work, how they are implemented, what do they produce, and why do they fool us, in order to understand how I cannot be fooled anymore. That's my aim, you know, that's my motivation. And I respect your work very much, you know that. I respect Simon Schatz. I respect all those guys who, over the last 20 years, produced so many things that are still available on the net, partially. And I'm not even part of it, you know. I'm not even part of it because I'm just a sole person that is trying to collect things, to organize them, to make them available to others. Same or similar to what I did on the Fakeopedia.
Have you got all this research on my site?
No, I have published some things on Let's Roll forums.
You're on Let's Roll?
Yes, I'm on Let's Roll since June. Not a very long time.
June of this year?
Yes.
Okay, send me the link.
And
I don't go there.
Oh, okay. I decided to go there because if you have a blog there, you can publish your own stuff and you can also upload documents. And that is
the form
I was searching for.
You can do it on mine.
I cannot because I cannot upload documents there.
Yes, you can. On the forums, you can.
No, because I have to keep them on my end and to publish the links.
Some of the documents
are very heavy. Some of the documents are hundreds of pages or 50 pages or 80 pages, you know.
I'm not saying that you belong on Fakeologist, but we did nurture and raise you up good.
So, you
know, it doesn't matter where the material is. It's only important that
it does.
Be found.
No, it doesn't
matter.
You think
it does?
Yes, it does. But can you see what you can do on Fakeologist Forum? I will adjust that forum to accommodate you. So it's pretty quiet.
Okay.
So you would have a lot of leeway. Fakeologist Forums, too. So it's fakeologist.com/forums2. I'm pretty sure you have a login there.
I have it.
So definitely log in. Tell me what you can do and tell me what you need to be done. And I
Look,
will make
the
it
only
happen
thing
for you.
I would like to, the only thing I would like to have is I have much, much, much material. And
yeah.
It is partially heavy material, megabytes concerning.
Yeah.
And I can keep it. I can use it. It would be great if it would be available to others in this organized form. Because actually it is in the internet, on the internet somewhere. But nobody has organized it in a manner that you can search for it. You can keep use tags. You can use dates. You can use names in order to find what you are looking for. It's a matter
of... Well, put it on my forum. Let's see what we can do. We'll fix it up for you. That'll be great.
Okay.
And I'll talk to Marcus. I'll send him an email now.
Okay.
And tell him we can have an audio.
Okay.
And we'll have to set aside a couple hours in the evening. And it'll be great. I'll try and get Simon. I actually emailed Simon a week ago about something else. He did not respond. So I really wonder about him sometimes if he's so involved.
He's busy being rich in the USA.
I don't think so.
No, he's busy. It's his web space app. It's a joke. His web space has his name, Rich, Living Rich in USA or something.
Well, that's Marcus.
Yeah.
That's Marcus. That's not Simon. No, I think Simon is busy with his Tycosium, which is great. If he's really redesigning the solar system, pretty amazing. But anyhow, we will get. He doesn't respond much, and I guess he doesn't. He's not really too bothered by the whole coronavirus hoax, I guess. I don't know. But he's busy with his Tycosium. So we're gonna chat. We'll stay in touch. I know that I can reach you on Discord. That's all
you can reach me always. You know that.
Okay,
so let's
try
for today.
Okay, we will. But try and get on the forum.
Yeah.
Play around with it.
Okie doke.
And I'll see you there. If you have any issues, call me. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, stay happy. Bye bye.
Yeah. Stay sane.
Bye, Ed.
I don't say
bye.
Stay
safe. It was
safe.
Great to talk to you. It was great.
I don't
Thank
say.
You.
I don't say stay safe. I say stay sane. Sanity is far more important than whatever safety bullshit they're talking about.
Yeah. Talking is part of sanity for me.
Well, you came to the right place. And thank
you
for your past patronage.
Thank you for the place.
This is where the great mind... Did you know we have FakeoTube, by the way?
Yes, I know it, but I haven't been there. You asked me that before.
Oh, sorry. See, that's part of Alzheimer's. Early onset Alzheimer's.
This is to Canada. Bye, app.
Okay. There goes Missum. Missum is in Switzerland. I'm going to bust this 9/11 chat out into a separate audio because this audio chat is so big now, no one will find it. So I have a lot of editing to do. Thank God I have nothing but free time on my hands, not. But I'm going to break this out into a separate chat because it was great. Missum was great. And obviously she's become one of the leading 9/11 researchers, which is incredible. All from her work at fakeologist.com. Boy, such pride we have in all the people that come by and come through. What a great website. If you think it's really great, send me an email. If you think it's really, really great, sign up on Patreon or... Hey, pal. Thank you, and goodbye.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm
Frank McManus from howtotakecareofyourpenis.wordpress.com.
And you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You don't have free will. You have the appearance of free will.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Chris from HoaxBustersCall.com, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain!
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Misum from Switzerland, and you are listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Maria Lakita. I'm calling from Dubai, UAE, and you are listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
In my dream, I have a plan. If I...
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I'm Nick from New York, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Open your eyes.
I want to live a real life. I don't want to dream any longer.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm the Phoenician from Kentucky. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is the Gulo. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Those idiots don't even know where we live.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Bonjour, je suis Unreal et vous écoutez Radio Fakeologist avec Aderato et ses invités.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
What more do you want tacked onto this? 9/11 was an inside job?
Was it?
Who cares? Global acts of terrorism happen every day.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Paul. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
We accept the reality of the world with which we're presented. It's as simple as that.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Yo-Yo, here is Misum, and you'll be listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com. What you tripping for?
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Once in a while, one of us wakes up. It's not supposed to happen. But it does.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Nightly News from Central Queensland, Australia, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something was actually strange.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Joe Mama from Southern California, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com. If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Liam from Canada, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality?
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Beavy from Melbourne, Australia. You are listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Professor Jim Fetzer here, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality?
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
That's all, folks.